About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
Hopefully 2026 will be looked back upon you as a funner summer. That's our goal here.
Summertime. It's funner summer.
This weekend, another one of our goals will be accomplished. I believe it is the camping trip, the funner summer, that will be happening with Vanessa and Allie.
Yeah, and, Vanessa has to go on a camping trip, and I think she's never camped, right?
I've car camped, but I feel like I've never rough camp, like real camp.
She's been asking Allie so many questions about what to expect and what things she's allowed to bring. And obviously, based on what you just heard a moment ago, she does no concept of camping and is calling it rough camping. But because
it feels like it's rough.
Right. And
the expression is roughing it.
Okay, roughing it.
Okay, I'm sorry to bore you with the facts.
I know. And she said, thank you. And I said it back.
It's
okay,
called rough camping. So you guys are heading out on Friday to go camping.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to be there all weekend. I don't know if, Vanessa, you want to only rough it for one day. You're free to just come for Saturday to Sunday if you'd rather just dip your toe in and see if you like it.
It's going to be balls hot.
That's literally my biggest, well,
it's
going to
be cooler there than it is here.
Is it by a lake, in the mountains? Where are you guys doing it?
It is, it's near San Diego. It is near a couple of small lakes, and it's supposed to be like 80 during the day. And
that's hot.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm not going to find like 65 degree temperatures down here. It's 80 is better than like 100 where it's going to be everywhere else.
What is your biggest concern, Vanessa, or what questions do you have? Because Allie, you know, she's been camping many times.
Born camping.
She's between the lesbian thing and the Subaru and everything else. I mean, this is her life.
Give me a lake and a log, and I'm happy.
Is that what she does? I mean, you love camping, Allie, right?
I love camping. I love setting it all up. And I know people think that it's a big pain in the ass to set up the tent, set up the food, do all the cooking, all the cleanup. Everything is kind of a process, but that's what I love about
it. Most people don't like the idea that they have to be gross for a few days, but you're used to
that. Oh, my gosh. It's the best. There's no pressure to shower or to change or to wipe the dirt off your face.
You don't have one of those portable shower things. You guys don't have one of those?
No.
No.
Why would
I
have a river?
Allie has a shower in her house.
I have a regular shower. Why would I portable shower?
Oh, okay, good point.
She doesn't use her permanent shower, let alone a portable one.
You know, we will take some wipes with us.
Okay.
You go in the tent. That was one of my questions. I was like, okay, are we near a lake? Like, how are we, is there a showering situation? So I guess it's wipes.
Well, you can jump in the lake. That's a great.
So, but we are near a lake, like really near.
You know, I to be honest, I have not been here before.
Oh,
this is the first time. So I see a couple of lakes on the map, but I've not been to the lakes before. So I don't know what activities there are. I don't know if you can take boats on the lake, if you can fish on the lake. Would you be interested in fishing?
Yeah.
Now that's passion.
I'll do it.
What other questions do you have? Because we're providing everything for you. The only thing that you need to bring is an air mattress. We're providing the tent. We're providing all the food. All the equipment that you could need for camping is going to be provided. It's the best way to do your first camping trip.
No, I know. Seriously, thank you for that. My next question is there a bathroom or is this a dig a hole situation?
Dig a hole.
Really? Like, it's not a camping ground? There's no bathrooms?
Allie will have some of those doggy poo bags with her, if those are helpful, Vanessa.
I am not eating.
So that she doesn't poop.
There may be, Allie, you don't think, tell her the truth.
There are bathrooms.
There's going to be
there's bathrooms?
Yeah,
okay, good.
There's going to be some
it's
sort
a campground, yeah.
So there are you going to be like right on top of other people?
Like I said, I've not been to this place. The campgrounds do look pretty close together.
That's the worst part about camping for me, is like trying to get out in nature and then you're right next to somebody.
Yeah, I know, especially if you're next to somebody with bad taste in music and they've got their music on all the time, or they've decided they don't want to go to bed tonight and they're just going to be super loud talking by the fire, getting drunk and screaming, and you just have to be there for it.
And this time of year, everything's sold out. It's packed everywhere.
Totally. It's going to be packed every weekend.
Or you're the family that's having a great camping trip until the lesbian couple pulls up with the child and Vanessa.
The two children.
I assure you we will be one of the least annoying families there.
Oh, I'll take the bet on that.
No, it's always the big giant groups of super wasted people that are the most annoying.
Most fun. They're having funner summer.
Yeah, but if you want to go to bed at like even 11 p.m. and somebody decides they want to stay up till 3 a.m., that's something that you have to deal with.
So, Vanessa, are you going to bring a sleeping bag? Is that your plan?
No, Ali told me to bring an inflatable mattress.
Yes, right, there are things that have to go on top of it.
Right, so the inflatable mattress is part one. But then there's
I don't have that.
You don't have a sleeping bag?
No.
I could loan you one of my daughters.
Yeah, could I borrow it, please?
Sure. I believe it's a...
It's Powerpuff Girls.
It's a Dora the Explorer, maybe.
Really?
I think it is, or it may be a Frozen one. It's older. I mean, they're too old for it now, but you'd be great for it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Are you going to bring a pillow?
Okay, yeah, I'll bring a pillow.
What?
Are we helping you?
I need a list.
Okay.
Oh, so you don't know. So your biggest concern, the only thing you've really been thinking about is the bathroom situation.
Well, no. And then I was like, okay, how hot is it? And like, what kind of pants do I wear? Like, not leggings, obviously.
Why can't you wear leggings?
Or shorts? Or what about shorts? Are shorts okay? Like, is a snake going to get me?
Or heels?
Is a snake going to get her? That's her
like
concern.
If I wear shorts, or is it safe from...
Well, you're going to be out in you're going to be camping, so there's probably going to be animals around. And when you're in a crowded campground, you know who loves those is bears.
Bears love it.
So they usually have an area where you have to lock up your trash at night, otherwise the bears will come and try and eat all of your food. And sometimes they will try and get into your car. They've been known to break into people's cars. We had one that walked right through our campsite last time I went camping. And yeah, it can get a little scary, but they usually, if they get some food, they'll leave you alone.
But remember to, if you do encounter a bear, just yell,
"What's a second
one?" Bears are right off.
Freak it the hell out.
Totally.
George on K-Rock, good morning.
Hey, good morning. This one's for Vanessa. You do realize that Ali is pregnant and she's probably going to be farting a lot in her sleep and you guys are sharing a tent.
We're not sharing a tent.
Oh, you're not sharing
no,
a tent?
No, she's getting her own tent.
She has a whole ass family.
Yeah, I've got to
be like, thank you so much for inviting me, but I don't want to be with your family in a little tent.
Yeah,
that would be crazy.
Wait, that would be terrible.
You're
for
building
her.
Vanessa her own little tent?
We're bringing her own tent.
A little fort?
I have a four-person tent that she can have for herself, or I have one of those single tents.
So you have to go into Vanessa's tent to fart, you're saying?
Yeah, I'll go in there.
Okay.
I have another question.
Yes?
Obviously, maybe there's no reception, but like, expect our phones to die, right?
Oh, man.
Like, there's no scrolling at night.
Is that helping you go to bed?
A little bit.
Well, this is an opportunity to unplug.
You unplug. You get
Vanessa,
you connect with nature,
where
Vanessa.
You just kind of sit around the fire and you talk and you laugh.
No, I mean, I like that part. I'm just saying, like, for the bedtime.
Doesn't sound like she likes
but then
that
I want to go to my tent and scroll on TikTok for 3 hours.
Yes. For when it's time to go to bed.
Yeah, you're not going to probably have much usage of your phone at all. So you're going to have to listen
to
Ali's stories.
If it, like, dies.
Yeah. And now I'll tell you about the other time I went camping and almost caught a fish.
Yeah, if you want to scroll, get ready to scroll through Allie's long stories of all of the other times she's gone camping.
And sometimes we can tell spooky stories, Vanessa. Do you want that?
Yeah, I do.
So are you excited or nervous or scared?
I'm excited. I'm a little bit worried about the heat. I've been having, like, this whole week, this past 2 weeks, it's been so hot. And I'm like, now I'm going to be out in nature and just taking it.
Yeah, well, I guess, Ali, didn't you one time say it was so loud where you were camping that you ended up going inside your car to sleep? Was that right? Because you end up with those weird camping grounds where you could still hear the freeway?
Yes, that is true. Well, there was another one where that was near the freeway, and it was actually 10 minutes from my house, so I just went home.
Oh, yeah. That's the ultimate. You just go home.
That was a practice trip last year.
So, anyway, this is exciting. Vanessa's going to be going real camping in the rough for the first time. She's very excited.
You know, wait, one more question.
Mm-hmm.
Do I bring a towel? Or are you bringing a towel?
Am I bringing you a towel?
No, I know that's a silly question.
Every question has been a silly question.
Okay, I'll bring a towel.
What were you thinking?
Because I don't know if there's showers, but if there's a lake, then yeah, bring a towel, girl. Okay, that's it.
Are you talking to yourself?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, fair enough.
You know we have to hike 5 miles into the campsite, right?
5 miles? But with our car?
Oh, that's not hiking, Vanessa.
Okay, so that's another question. I do not have a hiking backpack.
You don't have any kind of a hike? Do you have hiking boots?
She's going to be pulling, like, rolly luggage.
I do not have hiking boots.
Do you have rolly
tennis shoes?
Do you have rolly luggage, or are you going to bring a duffel bag?
A duffel bag? At first, I was like, dude, I do not have, like, I was like, it's my pink carry-on, okay? But then I was like, that's kind of embarrassing, so don't do that. And then I found that I have a tiny duffel.
It is a bit of a roll of shame from the car to the tent, rolling like a carry-on luggage through the dirt. Right?
I hope you guys document this as much, before the phones die, I hope you document as much of this as possible, because I think the people are going to want to see Vanessa's first experience of roughing it.
Yeah, I want to have a nice happy meeting, because I do want Vanessa to get the full experience and to properly unplug, but I do want to capture some of it.
But you guys aren't really hiking to your campsite, right?
No.
Okay. I was going to say
we're car hiking, otherwise known as driving.
That's good. That's good. Vanessa's excited about that. Well, anyway, we'll update you next week, but that's a part of Funner Summer. So if you need an excuse to have more fun, force fun, to bring back fun in this world, go ahead and do some camping this weekend if you can find a spot. It's K-Rock.